Good morning, 735. This is Morning Edition on WUSF 89.7. Big changes on the way for how students learn in Florida's public schools. New math and English standards, known as Common Core, being phased in here in Florida and 44 other states. But a poll last year found just one in five people had heard anything about it. Supporters of Common Core are trying to educate parents about the new standards and why it's a positive change. Opponents are trying to get lawmakers to put an end to it, saying it's not the right way to go. John O'Connor with State Impact Florida reports on what both sides are saying about Common Core.
When Governor Rick Scott and Education Commissioner Tony Bennett met with school superintendents in April, Florida's new standards led to questions.
Let's start with Common Core.
That's Martin County School Superintendent Lori Gaylord. Common Core is supposed to prepare students better for college or a career. Students will spend less time memorizing facts and more time learning to analyze and explain things. But opponents worry the multi-state project will mean the loss of local control. Gaylord wanted help figuring out how to explain this to parents.
We recently held a Common Core workshop for our school board and our community, and we got picketed. So I guess I'm reaching out so that we can have the same message for all of us throughout the state. If there's a marketing-type plan to be able to help us, thank you.
Bennett understands bad public relations. Common Core's unpopularity in Indiana is one reason why he lost a re-election campaign there last November. He said his agency was working on it.
So we will be getting out talking points. We are working with the governor's office on a full-blown communications plan.
The first thing they do is they pull out this information sheet from the Florida Department of Education.
That's Laura Zork with Florida Parents Against Common Core. She's meeting with lawmakers and school board members a lot. Zork wants legislators to pause Common Core so parents can study the standards. She's finding elected officials are ready when asked to reconsider Common Core.
The Florida Department of Education has taken our fact sheet and has attempted to dispute our concerns by coming out with, it's called Demystifying the Movement, Answers to Common Core Myths about the Common Core State Standards.
Two nonprofits founded by former Governor Jeb Bush are also promoting Common Core. The Foundation for Florida's Future says the standards will mean a better education. Director Patricia Levesque says her group can help explain why.
A lot of parents don't know yet really what's coming next year. I'm a parent with a child in the public school system. We're not getting enough information yet. And so that's why our foundation is trying to play a role in educating the public and educating parents.
The nonprofit is posting Common Core information on its website and sending out rapid response email blasts debunking false claims about the standards. One of those emails said a Polk County program scanning student irises had nothing to do with Common Core. The scans actually were part of a new bus security program. At the time, only one commenter on the Lakeland Ledger website had falsely linked iris scanning with Common Core. A network of eyes and ears around the state send Levesque every gripe and rumor.
And so there is a level of coordination, loose coordination that's going on, but there are many groups that really are dedicated to making sure parents and the public understand Common Core state standards.
That includes business groups and the National PTA. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is spending millions backing Common Core. Florida Parents Against Common Core leader Zork says it's a sign her group is making progress.
They can't talk to us about Common Core without pulling out their cue cards. There's a problem here.
Florida's Senate president expects a debate over the standards when lawmakers meet next year. Zork says Florida Parents Against Common Core will have their arguments ready. John O'Connor, WUSF, 89.7 News.
Could big changes be on the way for school technology? What test should replace the FCAT? Those and other education stories can be found on our State Impact Florida website at wusfnews.org.